Moose Jaw has not had an official downtown business improvement district, BID, in several decades, but such a concept could soon return to that area. During its April 8 regular meeting, City Council unanimously voted to have City Administration prepare a report on the process to create an official downtown BID and potential funding sources to support it. Coun. Heather Eby, who introduced the motion, said she is Council's representative on the Downtown Moose Jaw Association, DMJA, and knows that that organization has had a long-term vision to create a BID in that area. They're at that point now where they're really starting to talk about that seriously, she stated. This particular council has never authorized a BID, while it's been over a decade since the community had an official business improvement district, Eby continued. She thought the report could help clarify for the city and DMJA who pays what and who handles certain activities, which are currently gray areas. The strategic plan that the DMJA presented to council during December's budget discussions was comprehensive and showed that the group is attempting to align with the downtown local area plan, said Coun. Crystal Frost. There was a BID, it wasn't very successful, in the 1980s, which contributed to lighting upgrades and improvements throughout downtown, she continued. Improving the city's core is one aspect of a BID, but it's a long process to create one. Frost pointed out that the Saskatchewan Economic Development Alliance lists 9 steps on its website about how to set up a business improvement district, including plenty of engagement with commercial and business owners since they may have to pay a levy to support the district. It's really important that consultations happen in a really comprehensive way so there is complete buy-in by everybody. She added. Coun. Don Lunning supported the motion but believed city administration already had existing information about this type of area. Furthermore, she didn't want to create more work for directors and overwhelm them when they were already busy. There are other business improvement districts out there, but everyone operates differently and is funded differently, she continued, noting it would be wise to acquire information from Regina, Saskatoon and Prince Albert about their bids. Lunning added that she wasn't convinced now was the right time to create a BID, considering businesses, which are already facing economic hardships, could be expected to contribute a levy to support the new downtown district. City Manager Maurice Carmichael said it wouldn't take long to assemble information about a possible downtown BID and present a report to council, as she's already had conversations with other provincial city managers and picked up information from them about their districts. Council then voted unanimously in favor of the motion. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 22.